Blog Talk Radio.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for His glory? Of a life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith. I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Anybody tired? You want the show to end? Get the actors off stage and let church begin. Do you want a revolution? You want to hear a new song?
See,
God is cleaning up house, and first he's starting right at home. Now my miracle water, my clothes for money and fame. See, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that. Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that. Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. And I choose you today, 'cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything. Darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, 'cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears. Everybody enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God. That's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God. That's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. Come on, let's keep it going.
He will never neglect his child, nor will ignore tears in your eyes.
Lay your
tonight. This is 3G Radio. I am your host. I am Isaac Adams. I look forward to tonight's show. Our number is 215-383-3958. Hopefully you're able to join us. If not, hey, give us a call. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear how good God has been to you. Once again, this is 3G Radio. Those G's stand for giving God the glory. That is what we are here to do, no matter what. I understand sometimes we may have issues with the live feed, but no matter what, we're still here. You can catch us by logging on to Facebook.com, going to the website, or going to the link on Blog Talk Radio. We have an awesome show for you tonight. Tonight I want to talk about the house that you built. Yes. We're going to throw some people off, but at the same time, we're going to bring you back so we understand. In order to build a house, there's certain things that are required. You got to get permission. Come on now. We call it permits. You got to get permission to build a house. You got to be prepared mentally, physically, to build a house. So we're going to get into a lot of that stuff, but I want to go ahead and get into some awesome music. Once again, our number here is 215-383-3958. I want to hear from you. I want to hear some of the awesome things God has done for you tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. This is Something About the Name Jesus with Kirk Franklin and his people in Jesus' name. Y'all remember this? Come on now. Something about that name. Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest thing I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Yes. Man, ain't it something about good music? I know. We want to know, because there's such a storm coming, and we know somebody's God is going to be able to help us. It's going to be the same way. When chaos erupts and this world is going to hell in a handbasket, people are going to be looking for the one and only true living God, not a God that has died, because if you're dead, there's nothing you can do for me. But we're talking about the living God, and they're going to be coming to you, and they're going to need prayer. And you can start seeing it now because people are saying, oh, I need for you to pray for me. Oh, I need for you to pray for me. And because we are him, so we understand that we're supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to pray for others. And so that's what I want to do. I want to take the time out, and I want to thank God for you. And we want to hear your prayer requests. And for those who are struggling, those who are going through, I understand it is buffering, but the word of God will go forth no matter where. So God said his word doesn't come back to him void. So when it goes out with intent. It goes out with, and it's going to do exactly what God said that his word is going to do. For the word of God is alive and active. So when you begin to speak the word, as I begin to pray, that word will move in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to speak, Lord, and to pray for those who are in need right now. God, there are so many that are going through tumultuous times, God. So many, God, that are in need of not just your word, God, but your spirit, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for your healing spirit, God. Lord, I thank you for your comforting spirit, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you continue to keep us, Lord. Lord, those who are going through, continue to strengthen us, Lord. Those who have lost loved ones, God, give them a spirit of peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We need your spirit now, God, to rest, rule, and abide, Father. There's so much that is going on in this world, Father, but we know that you are yet on the throne. And God, we thank you, God, for choosing us for a time like this. God, we love you, and we thank you for what you are about to do, God. Lord, may your spirit of peace, God, begin to move within your people, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise and the glory for everything. Amen. I thank you, guys. I know that you're going through some things. I know that your heart is hurting. I know that the way you didn't expect any of this. Hallelujah. You didn't expect any of this, but God has been strengthening you and preparing you to stand. Come on now. He's prepared you to stand because somebody else is going to need the strength that God has embedded in you. He did it intentionally. Why do you think that he made you the way that he did? Some people look at you and just be like, she's mean or she's, no, he made you intentionally that way because he knew that when times got rough, they were going to need somebody like you to stand in the gap. They were going to need someone like you to intercede on behalf of those who could not reach him. But he knew that what he put in you, hallelujah, the spirit that he embedded, hallelujah, the spirit that he embedded in you would be the one that they would call on. Because people see you, they don't understand how you made it, how you lost people like you've done, how you've been through so much, and you still are able to praise God. In spite of what your situation is, you still are able to and through life and through death, you still praise God like you done lost your mind. They don't understand because they ain't been through it. They don't know what you've been through, but hallelujah. God knows exactly what you've been through. God was there in the midst of it. He never left you. He saw it. He comforted you. As a matter of fact, he sent a word. He sent a word for a time such as this, that stay strong, my sister. Stay strong, my brother. Let God be God in your life. Stand up because people are coming. Watch my word. They're going to come and they're going to need a word from your God because they don't understand how you made it. How you made it. In spite of everything, how he chose you over everybody. They'll never, look, you know they'll never understand it. But greater is he. Come on now. But greater is he. See, people forget that what's inside of you. They're looking on the outside of you. They're not realizing what's inside of you. The house that you built for God to dwell in is exactly what he was looking for. A place of peace where he even told us to seek peace and pursue it. Why would he not want to go to a place of peace? But people don't understand it. Why you have so much peace in a time like this? Because they don't understand what's inside of you. They don't understand that you are built up and made this way. See, God made you intentionally. Hallelujah. God gave you a spirit of praise. They don't understand why you smile when everything looks chaotic. Why you go to work in spite of how they're acting on your job. But you go in with a spirit of peace because of the one that's inside of you. If God be for me, come on now. Hallelujah. If God be for me, he is greater than the entire world. I don't care how big your situation or that giant that's in front of you. I don't care how big it looks. It is not bigger than your God. There is nothing that you are going to go through. There is nothing that you are going to experience that God did not know you are going to go through. And he prepared you to have victory. Come on. Even before the situation took place, you were victorious. Even before you went to work. Come on, hallelujah. You was victorious before they even said what they said about you. Hallelujah. God has been doing awesome for all of our lives. And it's crazy how we look at some of the things that he's allowed us to go through. And sometimes it's like we're shocked and we feel like it's unjust. Lord, why did I have to experience this? Lord, why did I have to lose a child? Hallelujah. Come on. Lord, why did my parents have to die when I was so young? Lord, why they didn't love me? Well, the reality is that he was preparing you, and he knew that it wasn't about them. It was about him. Hallelujah. What he had, come on now, what he had for you was for you, whether your parents were there or not, whether he left you there or not. What he had was for you. Matter of fact, it said that God has placed treasures in heavenly places for you. He placed it there intentionally because he knew that you would come get it. In spite of your life, come on now, in spite of what you've been through, he knew that you would come and get the treasures that he has set aside for you. Now, I don't care what man gave you. I mean, I didn't have relationships before. And, you know, sometimes people buy you some stuff and you love, you know, they buy you some socks or, you know, they buy you like McDonald's or something. But none of that compares to what God has prepared for you. In Jesus' name, I am so, so glad. 215-383-3958. This is 3G Radio, y'all. We're here every Tuesday. And our job is to bring the word of God and allow people the opportunity to give God some glory. I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear how you moved from California and you had nothing but your clothes and your kids. And all of a sudden you came into a house. Come on now. God bless. Hallelujah. How God blessed you with a beautiful. I want to hear how he blessed you with a beautiful home. Or you got out of jail and next thing you know, you done found your place in life. And now you're dwelling and you're prosperous. We want to hear because we know that it exists. We know that you done been through some things, and if it had not been for God and the opportunity that was created, you wouldn't be able to tell somebody else how good he's been to you. Amen? You would not be able to tell somebody how good God has been. But we know that in spite of what you've done, who you are, that he loves you so much that he loved you so much that he convinced his son, he told his son to go be not only mutilated, be trampled, be disrespected, be slaughtered, be nailed to a cross for you. He did that for you. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. So that you didn't have to die on a cross, so that you didn't have to pay for your sins, he sent his son to do it. Who would do that? And then it makes me think, like, what is it that he knew about me that would make him tell his son to go die? No, you go die for him. No, I'm sending you. No, I know he'd be messing up sometimes, but I'm sending you so that he don't have to die on the cross for his sins. I'm sending you to die for his sins. He don't have to pay for them because he is mine. He's been, when you're done, he is going to raise up with you. You are paying for every sin he's ever committed. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. I'm talking about awesome with a capital awesome. I'm talking about that type of God. Sometimes we forget it because we get so caught up in just life, you know, the small things of life. Man, he has prepared you for greatness. Some of you know it because you sit back and you watch the pictures that go on in your head, or you see what some of the things that God shows you, flashes of this, flashes of greatness, or you hear something and you're understanding that God is showing you something, but you don't know quite how to get to what he's showing you. So that what that's called is a revelation. He's revealing to something to you that already took place. Hallelujah. So when you see yourself preaching in front of people, that already took place, but it's in the spirit realm. See what I'm saying? So everything God does, he does spiritually. So when he showed you something spiritually, he wanted you to know so that way you could try to stay on track. But because he's all knowing, he knew that there was going to be some detours in the road. It was going to be some people that try to throw you off. So what he did is he sent somebody like me or somebody like the person that's next to you to say, you know what? God love you. Jesus love you. God bless you. Those are words of encouragement. Those are words that he sent before he was even born. On August 30th at 8:42, I want you to tell her, I love you. Jesus loves you. Because that was enough to motivate you to step into from where you're at. To where he's taking you. See, the way for you to get to your destiny is to not give up. So no matter what the situation is, you keep walking it out. For even Apostle Paul said, I press towards the mark. I know I ain't made it there, but in order for me to stay on track, I got to keep moving forward. I can't get stuck right there. I can't get stuck over there. I can't get stuck with him. Uh-oh. Oh, hallelujah. I can't get stuck on her. I got to keep moving forward because something feels a little bit quirky in my spirit. So I know that's not the place where I'm supposed to be because God doesn't want me at a place where it's quirky. He wants me at a place where it's quiet and peaceful. He wants me at a place of love. That's why he always talked about love. Out of all these things, get love. Out of all these things, I hear you, get love. So God is preparing you for some greatness. You have to believe it. You have to know that what he has for you is for you. The main thing is don't give up. Never give up. I know it looks bleak at times, but you hold fast. You stay prayed up. This just dropped in my spirit. And some of us need to not only keep pushing, but keep pushing back. Oh, sometimes we have to fast. See, some of this stuff comes only by, this stuff comes by prayer and fasting. Some of us have to get to a place where we are learning to fast to get some of the things that God has for us. Because when you fast, what you do is you deny your body, let your body know that it doesn't run anything, and you prepare yourself for the next level. But you can't do that. You can't do that sometimes if you don't know what to do. So if you go to the book of Isaiah, it'll teach you about fasting. These are different types of fast. But some of us, we have to get to the place where we take it serious, what God has for us. For he didn't allow you to come this far to leave you. I thank you. God bless you. And I love you. I look forward to what God has for you. I want to play a song right now because I just love what God is doing. And I like to dance. And this song, I was playing it earlier today. And so if y'all catch me singing, I want y'all just to join in. I don't know if y'all know the song, but this is one of Kirk Franklin's songs. You know, Kirk Franklin, when he got songs, he'd be having like 15 people on the album, and it's under his name, but the song will be like, all he's saying is, thank you, Jesus. Yes. This is called Now Behold the Lamb by Kirk Franklin and family. So y'all gonna hear me singing because I love this kind of song. Rock. I love this music. I love God. I know you do too. Yes, yes, yes. I feel like just praising God for some of the things he's done in your life. The precious Lamb of God. Now behold the Lamb. Rock. You don't have to pay for your sin. Jesus did that. Come on now. Yes. Rosa, sing it with me. Come on. The precious Lamb of God. I'm going to sing Kirk Franklin part. Holy. Yeah. Rosa, I want you to take Tamala Mann part, all right? I want you to take her part so that way I ain't got to sing that because I ain't going to embarrass myself. I mean, I might still embarrass myself, but I do whatever it is for Jesus, all right? The precious Lamb of God. Now behold. You know how you be messing songs up? Yes, yes. Come on. All the women, come on, y'all get ready. Rock me and you gonna sing it together. Lord, I shall never know. Trey, I need you to sing this part. You ready? Go ahead. It's Tamala Mann part. She's talking about the one who died on the cross for your sins. Born into sin, just so you can live again. Yes, yes, Lord. I'm going to sing the man part. Matter of fact, I'm going to back up a little bit. See if y'all see me. Y'all still see me? Claim you to be. Yes, yes, Lord. Oh, my bad, Trelissa. Yeah, all right, Thundercat. Yeah. Because of your grace. Are y'all ready? Y'all know I'll be serious about it. In the midst of my tears, I claim you to be the Lamb of God. Come on now. New life can begin. For you washed away every one of my sins. Who the Son has set free is truly free indeed. I claim you to be the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. Yes, come on now. Precious Lamb of God. Whoa. Y'all don't make me bust a blood vessel in here. Oh, yeah. You love me so. Yeah. Why you love me so? You never, never know. Yes. Yeah. The precious Lamb of God. Come on, everybody sing. That's right. Man, isn't God awesome? I know y'all know it. Come on.
Why you love me so, Lord, I still never know. The precious land.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I thank y'all for tuning in. We will be here next Tuesday. We didn't really get a chance to get into the message, but I did get to enjoy just being able to pray, praise God, thank God, speaking to your life. Excuse me. God is so awesome. Make sure tomorrow you tell somebody how good God has been to you. That's what it's about. It's about sharing the word of God. Don't sit back with such an awesome testimony and don't nobody know how you made it out, because somebody else is trying to make it out. Tell somebody. And sometimes the person that you need to tell is the one that's closest to you. God bless you. We love you. And we thank you. I'll see you guys next week. God bless you. We're out of here.